Now we remember Augustus Hawkins, the first African-American from California elected to Congress. He died Saturday at Suburban Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. Hawkins was a Democrat from South Los Angeles whose work helped shape the civil rights era. He sponsored the equal employment portion of the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964. He fought for minimum wage increases and wrote the Humphrey Hawkins Act of 1978, which was aimed at reducing unemployment. He fought for workers' rights and fair housing and defended forced busing to help achieve school integration. Hawkins was born in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1907. Because he was so light-skinned, he was sometimes mistaken for white. He would ride in the back of the bus, even though the conductor would move the blacks only sign so Hawkins could sit in the white section. He later said he was so angry and embarrassed by the experience, he would often just end up walking. By the 1930s, he was involved with a campaign that targeted businesses that wouldn't hire blacks. It was his first brush with politics. He found that he liked it. By 1934, he launched his political career when he was elected to the state assembly. He campaigned on the promise to cut the streetcar fare in Los Angeles in half. He was elected to Congress in 1962. He formed the Congressional Black Caucus in 1971. People who knew him say that even though he was soft-spoken, he was impassioned about what he saw as injustice. During the Watts riots in 1965, Hawkins called the police abusive and arrogant, trying to control things by force. Afterwards, he fought to get more money to help improve the lives of the people who lived in one of the poorest sections of the city. Hawkins' congressional seat is currently held by another prominent African-American legislator, Maxine Waters. Augustus Hawkins died Saturday from symptoms of old age, according to relatives. He was 100 years old.